So, you have a new Beetlejuice movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's been like 35 years since the original, so I figure it's time for a sequel.
That actually is perfect, because the kids who grew up with the first movie now have kids of their own.
Exactly, because what is culture if not a cyclical regurgitation of itself?
That's a beautiful thought, so tell me about this thing.
Well, sir, this thing's gonna be a good time. First of all, we're bringing back the iconic duo of Tim Burton and...
Helena Bonham Carter?
No, they broke up.
Johnny Depp?
Probably not for a while.
Michael Keaton?
Exactly, and his new muse, Jenna Ortega.
Oh, yeah, she's super popular in that Tim Burton show where she plays an angsty teen who gets a crush on a local boy in a small town who turns out to be a supernatural monster.
Right, so in this movie, she's an angsty teen who gets a crush on a local boy in a small town who turns out to be a supernatural monster.
I feel like people are gonna like that.
For some reason, I do too.
So what else is going on?
Not much, just doing this pitch. What's up with you?
No, I mean in the movie.
I thought we were friends for a second there.
Nope.
Dang, okay. Well, Jenna Ortega would play Astra Dietz, the daughter of Lydia Dietz.
She's from the first movie.
She is, and Lydia Dietz hosts this paranormal talk show, but she starts seeing Beetlejuice again, so she thinks she's going crazy.
Oh, Dietz nuts.
And then Lydia's father, Charles, dies, so they, along with Lydia's boyfriend, Rory, have to go back to the Beetlejuice house.
Well, killing off that character is a good idea, considering the horrible stuff that actor did. That way, we don't have to show that character at all.
Oh, we're gonna show the character.
We are.
A lot in photographs and claymation, walking around with no torso, but still talking.
Maybe let's just not include him at all, though?
Well, no, he was an important part of the first movie. We can't just hand-wave that away.
I guess that makes sense. So what about Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis's characters from the first movie?
Oh, they're not in this one. We're just gonna hand-wave that away.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, at the wake, Lydia's douchey boyfriend proposes to her, and she's like, I guess?
Does she not like him?
Doesn't really seem to.
So why say yes?
Because I want there to be a wedding scene later in the movie.
Got it.
So anyway, then Wednesday is gonna storm off and meet a local boy and get a little crush.
Ew.
But turns out he's dead.
Ooh.
And he tells her that if she comes with him to the afterlife, he can get his life back and she'll be able to see her dad who works there.
Oh, did her dad take his own life?
No.
I think we kind of maybe established that people that work down there took their own lives.
Hey, shut up. So then turns out he's evil and he actually just wants to trade his life for her so he can be alive again.
Oh, crafty little boy ghosts are tight.
So now Lydia calls up Beetlejuice to make a deal that she'll marry him if he helps with Astrid.
Wow, well, sounds like all our storylines are in place. This is gonna be a good time.
Well, no, there's also gonna be a storyline where Beetlejuice's ex-wife is trying to find him so she can suck his soul out, which is a thing she does to ghosts.
She sucks the souls out of ghosts?
Yes, and then there's a dead actor turned cop trying to track her down.
Oh, okay.
Lydia has a pill addiction.
Oh, she does.
Her mom Delia's gonna end up dying too, and she's trying to track down Charles in the afterlife.
Right.
Rory only wants to marry Lydia for money. Astrid and Lydia need to fix their mother-daughter relationship.
I gotta say, this is kind of a lot of storylines. Are you gonna be able to juggle them all well?
Sure. Come on. Juggling well is for nerds.
Oh, well, we probably shouldn't do that then.
Anyway, so if Ghost Boy gets his passport stamped, he'll go back to the real world and Astrid is toast, so Beetlejuice has to stop that.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he pulls a lever and that solves the problem instantly, so that's done.
Oh.
Yeah, see, we're already done with one of the storylines.
Just like that, that didn't feel super satisfying.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I gotta wrap these up quickly. There are a lot of storylines.
You could have less of them.
No. So then eventually it's time for the wedding of Rory and Lydia, but Beetlejuice shows up because he wants to marry her.
Okay.
And then Beetlejuice's ex-wife shows up and that cop guy shows up with his whole squad.
Oh, what are these dead cops guys gonna do?
Be frozen immediately so they can't interfere with the scene.
We followed the cop for the whole movie only to have him frozen in place when it comes time for him to actually do something.
Yeah, there's just too many storylines. It's easier if I just freeze them in place for this.
You put the plot lines in.
I did, yeah. So then Astrid opens up a sandworm portal and a sandworm eats the ex-wife and Rory.
So what was the point of having the ex-wife in the movie?
Well, she was in the movie. So was the cop guy.
Right, but if you took them out, that wouldn't really change anything at all?
No, yeah, they don't affect anything at all. But the thing is, they're gonna be in the movie.
All right.
And then Astrid quickly flips through the handbook for the recently deceased and finds a clause that voids the marriage thing with Beetlejuice.
How'd she find that specific article so fast?
Speed reader, I guess. I don't care. So then they're able to banish Beetlejuice back to the afterlife, along with those cops who did absolutely nothing.
Wow, that all resolved itself pretty quickly and conveniently.
Yeah, I did it.
Kind of.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, we have the nostalgia factor going for us, so if that gimmick still gets people to go to theaters, I think we're in good shape.
Fingers crossed.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.